So start by telling me your name, how old you are, what you do.
ما فهمت كثير.
اسمك عمرك وشو تشتغل؟
My name is Samer. My work is in restaurant, kitchen. My age 22 years old. شو في غيره؟
And what do you do in the kitchens? Cooking?
Cooking.
Okay. You're a good cook?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Favorite food?
My favorite food, pastas.
Pasta. Have you ever been to Italy?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. 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 Italia? Yeah. No, no.
No?
No.
Okay. So where do you come from?
From Syria, Damascus. From Damascus.
And how long have you been in Lebanon?
2 years, 2 years almost.
Okay. So why did you come here?
مشان الأحداث.
He came here from because of the war. Cannot leave.
He needs to answer.
إله ما مو كتير يعني. إله مو كتير. إنه لغتي يعني
كاكا.
Oh, okay.
Speaking. Just understanding
you
well.
Oh, okay, understand okay.
Okay.
Can understand
okay, do you want to translate for him?
Okay.
Okay. So you came from Damascus 2.5 years ago because of the war?
No. War? Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So your family is still in Damascus?
Yes.
You have a big family?
Yes.
Six persons. Six persons. And all of them are in Damascus.
Yes.
His family live in Damascus. All of them in Damascus.
Okay. You might have to translate the next question. Okay. What do you think of the situation?
خلاص.
يا خا جواب مش أنا بترجم.
لا لا إنه على الأوضاع. إنه حرب ظالمة يعني على كل الناس ووضع كتير مأساوي بسوريا وأغلب الشباب طلعوا.
He says that it's a dirty war and most young in Syria left Syria to look for safe and job and maybe for help their families in Syria.
مشان الجيش الخدمة العسكرية.
And he.
لا ماله.
He says he don't want to do the military service. Yeah, he escaped from Syria. To he don't want to join the army.
Does he know people that have died, friends or family?
عندك حدا من عيلتك مات؟
No, no.
His family is well. No one is dead.
And does he not want to do the military service because he doesn't believe in the fight?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
So, what do you think of your president?
No comment.
No.
No comment.
No comment.
No comment.
No comment.
But the situation in Syria is quite complicated now, isn't it? Because
so
you have a president, and you have lots of different opposition groups, and you have IS and lots of other militant groups.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's difficult to understand who is fighting who and for what. Yeah. You can explain.
عم بيقول لك انه في كثير اطراف بسوريا وفي رئيس تمام والوضع كثير معقد فانت مع مين بتشوف حالك مين بتدعم مين بتأيد مين كذا
انه مين بدعم هلا
رايك يعني
كله في اخطاء بس طبعا اكبر خطا هو من الحكومه السوريه
in his opinion all of them are wrong but he blames the most the government that's his opinion
why is that
ليش
بسبب انه ما انحلت القصه وانه اول القصه كانت بسيطه وما حل وكبرت
he says that the problem was so simple but the government doesn't work well to solve the problem just this
and the problem was what was the problem
شو هي المشكله اللي عم تحكي عنها شو المشكله اللي الدوله ما حلتها منيح
المشكله ما حلتها بالنسبه لانه ما اعطتها المطالب المحققه للشعب
he says that the government didn't answer well to the people, the nation, very well. The orders of the people. Yeah. The needed of the people.
So, so if you were to go home and the government was still there, could you do that?
Yes. Why? Yes, of course.
انه خلص هذا الامر الواقع
because it's real situation
بس بشرط انه تهدى الاوضاع يعني
but he said in conditional that the situation go down calm down
so if the fighting stopped
yeah,
but the government remained the same it would be okay.
Okay.
Okay
you just want the fighting to stop nothing else
yes
yeah
sure yeah. Now just translate what he says.
Yeah,
I'm not express my.
No, opinion. No, sure, sure.
I translate just.
That's fine. And what about in Lebanon? Because Lebanon has its divisions. There are different groups. There's Hezbollah.
Yes.
There's a government. There's other groups.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
كيف تشعر بلبنان وفي كتير أحزاب كتير طوائف وكتير مجموعات شو رأيك بالموضوع؟
نوعا ما ما في مشكلة يعني.
It isn't problem.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
For me? About what?
About Hezbollah, about the same question.
No, I live in Alhambra. I didn't go to anywhere else. Because I live in Alhambra and work in Alhambra. So I didn't visit any other area. Mm-hmm. But in general, Syrians suffer. They are suffering everywhere. Even here, Alhambra, maybe they don't express to exposure to the violence here, but psychological, yeah, they aren't comfortable. They aren't feel comfortable
because one of my colleagues has done an interview with a minister in the Lebanese government, who is also from Hezbollah. It's the first time he has done this interview. And he said that he thinks that in order to defeat IS, Islamic State, it is important for Hezbollah to support Assad.
Yeah.
Because we all need to come together to defeat the Islamic State, the militants. How do you feel about that? Do you trust Hezbollah? When they say something like that?
I support Hezbollah when he fights Israel. Just. Yeah? Maybe he's right in Syria. But I don't want anyone to fight in Syria. I am against anyone in Syria. Even America. And the UK, the USA, French, Afghanistan, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Qatar. I'm against anyone fight in Syria. It's my country, and I don't want anyone to fight in here. Everyone wants to fight, to go anywhere to fight, but not in my country, yeah? Because my country is so beautiful, and they are now destruction. It's distracted because all of them wants to fight, and you fight others, fight each other, yeah? I think it's personal, it's personality. More, they are killing the people. They are killing the people. The Syrian people. They aren't killing the Turkish, even an American, not the Saudi Arabians, not the Afghanistan. Who killed in Syria is not just the Syrian people. Just the Syrian people. Now we have many groups fighting, and they have many mottos or aims. I don't believe in anyone, not Islamic, not freedom. I don't believe. I don't want this Islam they talking about. It isn't the right Islam. Yeah, you know, the Islam is innocent from them. The Islam is peaceful, not violence, not violent. Yeah? And I don't believe people who helps the armed groups who support the army or the oppositions, they don't want to help us to give or to get our freedom. They support them just to distract Syria. If I want you to be well, I don't give you an arm or a weapon to fight your brother. Yeah? I give you anything, but not a weapons. This is they support people just in weapons. They don't send medicine. They don't send anything help people. Just they are sending what kill people. This is my opinion. I'm against America, against anybody, maybe against Iran, against any group fight in Syria. Let Syrians solve their problems alone, themselves. No one support in positive way. All their helps, it's negative. This is my opinion.
Thank you both.
I'm sorry. Excuse my language.
Your language is fantastic.
Yeah.
Both of you should be very proud.
Thank you.